Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to review with us?
Hi everyone, my name is Marie. Saturdays are great, Peter.
Yes, you can sleep in and relax. Maybe stay up late and watch a movie. I know, you can play games with your friends too.
Yeah, that is true. Maybe you are enjoying some of those gifts you got for Christmas.But right now, it's time for us to review together.
That's right. You can see all those conversations and features again. That will really help, especially when you're learning a new language.
Yeah, you know what? We should get started. So right now, let's watch all of our lessons together. Let's watch right now.
Welcome to Let's Talk.Now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about your health. Please help me welcome my guest, Dr. Appleday. Welcome to the show, Dr. Appleday.
Please, just call me Apple.
Sure. So, Apple, you're a doctor. Let's talk about winter sicknesses.
Okay, in the winter, people often get colds.
I don't like colds. They block your nose.
Yes, and you often get a sore throat too.
People can also get the flu in winter.
Yes, colds aren't nice, but the flu is worse.
The flu can cause bad headaches.
Yes, and you often get a fever with the flu.
I usually feel very warm and uncomfortable with the flu.
Exactly, Rob. The fever makes you hot.
What can we do about winter colds and the flu, Apple? Can we take some medicine?
Yes, medicine can help. But you have to rest. That is very important.
You can't go to work or school?
Exactly. Stay at home.
So you get better?
Yes, and so you don't give other people your sickness. Ben, are you okay? You don't look so good.
I feel sick, Taylor.
Then why did you come to the Jungle Cafe? You should be at home.
I wanted a coffee. It will give me some energy. And then I'll be okay for work.
That's terrible, Ben. When you're sick, you shouldn't come to work.
I have to work today, Taylor. We have a lot to do before the new year.
It is good of you to care about your work, but you need to rest and recover.
I know, but resting at home is boring.
Maybe, but you have no choice. Do you want to get better?
Yes, I do.
Yesterday, Rob's guest was a doctor.
Sir, Dr. Day.
Yes, and she made two good points.
About resting and staying at home?
Exactly. First, you will get better sooner if you rest.
And second?
If you stay at home, you won't make other people sick.
Those are good points. Okay, Taylor, I'll go home.
It was Saturday, and Tammy, Frank, Stephanie, and Amanda were practicing. They had 1 month to learn the dance for the competition. Tammy was the captain of the team because she was the best dancer.
All right, let's start again. 6, 7, 8.
Tammy said and started the music again. Practice was not going well. Stephanie was not a good dancer. When everyone moved to the left, Stephanie moved to the right. She was always out of step.
Stop, stop, stop! We are not stepping together,
Frank said.
Stephanie, you're not moving your hips,
Amanda said.
Let's take a break, team,
Tammy suggested. Amanda and Frank were getting angry. Tammy could see that. Tammy let Stephanie be a part of the team because they were best friends. But Stephanie was not getting better.
Sorry, I'll keep trying,
Stephanie said to Tammy. But no amount of practice was helping. Tammy knew this. Frank and Amanda came to Tammy when Stephanie was getting a drink.
If Stephanie stays on the team, we're going to lose,
Frank said to her. What should Tammy do?
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Linda.
What are you doing?
I'm making a list of goals for 2017.
You're writing New Year's resolutions?
Yes. I make a list of goals every year. What about you?
I don't make resolutions.
Why not?
Resolutions are hard to keep.
Try an easy goal. What do you enjoy doing now?
I like reading, so maybe I can read more books next year.
How many books do you read now?
I read maybe 10 books every year.
Okay, plan to read 15 or 20 books next year.
I like that idea. Now I'm excited.
Hey, Taylor. What are you doing?
Hi, Rob. I'm ordering a textbook online.
Oh? What kind of textbook?
I want to learn a new language.
What language do you want to learn?
My goal for 2017 is to learn Chinese.
That's a great goal.
You and Alex can help me. I hope.
Sure.
What are your goals for next year, Rob?
I love volleyball. I want to play more.
That's nice.
I want to do some traveling, too.
Where do you want to go?
France.
Really?
Yes. I also want to travel to Taipei to see my family.
You should start planning your trips now.
And start saving my money.
What are you doing, Linda?
I'm making a list of books.
Why?
Reading more books is my resolution.
Good for you. I have a New Year's resolution, too.
What is it?
I want to volunteer this year.
What kind of work do you want to do?
I don't know. I like working with youth.
There are a lot of ways to volunteer. Maybe you can help with an after-school program.
That's a great idea.
You can volunteer to be a coach.
That might be fun to do.
Or you can tutor some kids. Lots of schools have programs for that.
I like that idea too.
You'll be great whatever you do.
Okay, everyone. Now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Marie here will help you answer them.
That's right. So, Peter, what is the first question for today?
Well, we learned about getting sick. We have a special guest to tell us all about that.
Yeah, Dr. Appleday shares with about getting a cold or the flu, too.
Yeah, sometimes we get a blocked nose. We can also say a runny nose.
That's right, and she also talked about getting a headache. A headache is when your head hurts.
Or a fever. I hate when I get a fever. My body gets really hot. I really don't like getting sick. So please, if you are sick, go home, okay? You don't want to get everyone else sick, too.
Yes, and rest is very important. You will get better sooner if you rest.
So, what do you usually do when you are sick?
Well, when I'm sick, I usually take medicine, drink hot tea, and sleep a lot.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes I'll just have a soda or something like that and stay at home. I'll rest on the couch and watch movies all day.
Well, we also had a talk about it lesson for this week.
Yeah, it was about... what was it about?
It was about a dance team. They were getting ready for a dance competition, but they were having some problems.
Oh, yeah, I remember. So we had our friends Tammy, Frank, Stephanie, and Amanda, but Tammy was the captain of the team, right? And Stephanie could not dance at all, but Tammy and Stephanie were best friends.
That's right. So what do you think Tammy should do?
Oh, yeah, this is really hard. The team wants to win, but Stephanie will not help the team win. She just can't dance. I think I would have to talk to Stephanie one-on-one and try to solve this problem.
I think that's a great way to solve the problem. All right, friends, well, right now it's time for us to take a break. Stay right there.
Welcome back to the show. This is our review show. Well, friends, you did the right thing by reviewing with us. And do you know what I really like watching, Marie?
Oh, what do you like to watch, Peter? We already saw our conversations, and we already watched our talk about it, too.
Yes, but we still have our features. Friends, they are really fun. Let's continue by looking at those features together.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm just collecting some clothes and toys and putting them in a box. I'm going to give this box to my church. The church will give these things to poor families in need. God has given me many things. I want to bless others with some of what God has given me.
There are people in need all around the world. These people are usually poor. They don't have a lot of money. Because they don't have a lot of money, they often can't afford to buy new clothes, toys, shoes, or even food. Many of us have more than we need. We have closets full of clothes we don't wear, boxes full of toys we don't play with, and a lot of extra food in our kitchens. If we can share just a little bit of our extra things with other people, then we can make their lives a little better and easier. It doesn't take a lot of work. Just look through your house. Are there things that you don't use anymore? If you have some things that are still good and useful, why not donate them? Someone will appreciate having your used things.
Well, I packed up all my things, and now I'm going to drive them over to my church. What about you? Can you share some of the things that you have with others? If you do, you will help to make this world a better place. Think about it. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about New Year's goals. And here to answer our question is Ms. Resolution. Hello, Reza.
Hello, Rob.
Reza, you are a life coach.
That's right, Rob.
What does a life coach do?
Life coaches help people to set goals and reach them and become more successful.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Carol Chang of Tainan, Taiwan. Carol writes, "A new year is starting soon. I want to be more successful in the new year. Can you give me some advice?"
Good for you, Carol. I'm glad you want to be more successful.
Yeah, I want to be more successful too. So what can we do, Reza?
Well, first, you need to decide what kind of success you want.
What do you mean?
Well, different people have different goals. Some people might want to be healthier. Other people might want to make more money. And some other people want to travel more. And others want to spend more time with their families.
I see. Once you have a goal, then what?
Well, after you have a goal, you need to decide when you want to complete that goal.
Do you mean set a date?
That's right. For example, you may want to lose 5 pounds by June.
I see. Then what?
Then decide what you might need to overcome or give up in order to reach the goal.
Do you mean things like not having enough time or money or maybe giving up sweets and chocolate?
Yes, that's right.
I see. Is that all?
Well, one last step. Write it all down and then come up with a plan. Decide what you're going to do every day, every week, and every month to reach your goal.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for the advice, Reza. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
There she is again! Jenny is so pretty. If I walk by, she will probably say hi to me. But I can't talk to her. I might sound stupid. I should probably just walk the other way.
Hi, Bernie!
She said hi. Oh no, I can't just walk away now.
Hi, Bernie. You're kind of shy, aren't you?
No. I'm not shy. I used to be shy, but not anymore.
That's a super sentence!
What is?
I used to be shy.
Super Sentence Man?
Yes, that's my name. Here's today's super sentence. I used to something. So, Bernie, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Well, I'm a little bit shy, but...
I thought you said you used to be shy.
Right. Okay. I used to play basketball every day.
That's great. I used to play basketball every day. Super. What about you, Jenny?
I used to go to the night market often.
I used to go to the night market often. A super sentence. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Now, Bernie, you can talk to Jenny. Go ahead. Go on now.
Oh, hi, Jenny. I used to be shy, but I'm not anymore.
Oh, well, I used to not talk to boys because lots of boys are mean, but you're not mean. You're cute and sweet and nice and you're good. Hey, Bernie, where did you go?
Don't give up, Jenny. Bernie just needs some time. He won't always be so shy.
Goodbye, Bernie.
Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and features again? I know, and Marie knows, that listening to them and seeing them again is very important.
Yes, it is. And you can come back every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun. So make sure to join us on Monday for a new lesson.
That's right. We'll be learning new things and practicing our English at the same time. That's why this show is so much fun.
That's right. Remember, practice makes perfect. So keep on practicing. All right, friends. Thanks for joining us. We had a great time. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.